The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Bob Fisher with Koloff Media Mason City and Ronald Schlechta with the Kelowna News. Bob, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thanks again for letting us be on the call here, Senator. And after another assassination attempt on Donald Trump, President Biden said earlier today that the U.S. Secret Service needs more personnel to perform its duties and Congress should respond to their needs. Do you agree with the president's statement about the Secret Service?
I agree that they aren't doing a very good job, and if it's proven that they need more help other than just the bureaucrats telling us that, then I think we have to protect our people. You can't have our political leaders threatened with assassination all the time. It's quite funny that it's happened in 2 months, two times to Trump. But obviously somebody wants him out of the race. You know, they filed six court cases against him in a politically motivated effort to keep him out of the race or get him defeated. So I'm not saying that they're connected in any way to these assassination attempts, but somebody, if it's not Democrats or somebody, doesn't want Trump to be president of the United States again. Ronald?
Last night, 60 Minutes, they had a story on the danger of China in the South Sea. How serious is that?
Very serious. It needs our attention, and I'm not sure we're giving it enough attention, but over a period of maybe the last 10 years, growing rapidly in the last 2 or 3 years, you see China, particularly through their Navy or Coast Guard, trying to declare that the South China Sea is a sea that they control. And we even have a World Court decision saying in regard to something they think that is Philippines, it should be China's. The World Court said it's Philippines. So they do excursions to threaten Philippines. They're even doing it to the Japanese now. They like the islands from Japan that go all the way down to Taiwan to be considered their domain, and they're doing everything to do it. And then recently, but also a couple months ago, you saw incursions in this case, I guess it's Russians, incursions against the coastal waters of the United States off of Alaska. But either way, whether it's China or Russia, there's a big effort. And they work together in regard to this to make sure that China spreads its wings out over a lot of territory way beyond their land mass. Bob Fisher.
Senator, we're about 2 weeks away from a budget deadline, and where do you think Congress currently sits on getting continuing resolutions done before that deadline and avoiding a shutdown?
Yeah. Well, the continuing resolution for your listeners is simply extending what we're spending for the last 12 months into next year so government keeps functioning. And I hope that that happens. I don't want government to shut down. It costs money to shut the government down. It costs money to open the government up. It even costs money for a week to 10 days before you might shut down to get ready to shut down. And then government is meant to be a service to the American people. You can't serve the American people if you aren't in the office functioning as the government. And it's just a bad thing to do. We should keep government operating and not waste a lot of money, particularly when we're already so far in debt. Ronald?
Vice President Harris had proposed that giving $25,000 grant to new homeowners. Is that even feasible, and would it even add to the national debt? Yeah.
Well, let me give you a short answer, and if you want a longer answer, come back. I think if she gives $25,000 to somebody to make a down payment on a home, that home is going to cost $25,000 more than it would be today. That's the way I see it. I think it's bad policy. Bob, your last question, and I'll ask Ron for his last question.
You bet. You introduced the Keeping Drugs Out of Schools Act last week. I was wondering if you could give a little bit more overview of what that bill all entails.
Provides grants to schools for drug prevention efforts, and it's part of the drug-free community program, which I helped create way back in 1998. Ronald, you're the last question.
Okay. Ukraine has asked for the ability to use our missiles and weapons to strike against Russia. Do you think that's a good policy, or to go ahead and allow that, or create a world war?
I think it's a good idea, and I think the reason for that is that Russia should not be a sanctuary where they can kill Ukrainian civilians in an act of war. And they create the act of war by invading Ukraine, and Ukraine has a right to do everything they can to protect themselves. And I think our government has been too slow, whether it's Abraham tanks. I can't think of all the things, but Abraham tanks, and then this issue you're asking me about, and a lot of other things. This administration has just been slow in granting the help that Kyiv needs to win this war. Thank you all very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Bob and Ronald, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.